in Pensacola. It's great to be here with you today. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. A man was arrested after the deliberate Pentagon leak. The FBI has arrested a man who allegedly was the one that leaked the documents, the classified documents pertaining to the Ukraine's counteroffensive and United States spying efforts on Russia, things like that. Now, President Biden today basically downplaying the Pentagon document leak in his first comments about this, and basically just saying, he just downplayed it a little bit. And then overall, he was talking to UK's Chancellor Rishi Sunak, and apparently this document leak never even came up with them at all. So this document leak might complicate an upcoming summit with South Korea, as maybe they're not confident that we are able to keep things secure or keep things confidential, right? So that's part of it. So right there. Then let's see here. Some of the top stories in the news. Alvin Bragg, that we covered this yesterday just a little bit, but now it's one of the top stories in the news. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney, has received a second envelope of suspicious white powder. So a second envelope with a threatening letter and suspicious white powder. Most of the time when you see this suspicious white powder thing, it's just that. It's just suspicious, but it's harmless in most cases. I do remember there was a time, was it during the Obama administration? I think it was during the Obama administration. There was some official who received some suspicious white powder, and it turned out to be something very dangerous, like arsenic or something like that. So it's not always something that is just a threat and that's it. Sometimes it's got some real teeth to it. A U.S. appeals court has preserved partial access to the abortion pill, but with tighter rules. Like it will still remain available, but they're barring access to get the abortion pill via the mail. And this is the drug Mifepristone, and I don't know those things. Then President Trump, we mentioned yesterday that he was going to New York City for a second case, that he's dealing with a second case. This one is pertaining to business fraud, and he is going to be deposed by the New York State Attorney General. So it's a completely different thing as opposed to the other one. This is a $250 million civil lawsuit that he's having to appear for on this one. Basically one of the things that have come out from Russia over this whole Ukraine war thing is that there appears to be a lot of disagreement over the Russian war, whether it be in the military or in the government, or obviously in the citizenship. Now there's a critic of Putin. His name is Alexei Navalny. He apparently is very sick. He's deteriorating in prison. And now there's allegations that he may have had slow poisoning, and that's why his health is declining so drastically. All right. Keeps on getting crazier with that whole thing. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as throughout 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some typical afternoon traffic as you're getting closer to Gondolier Boulevard, 3 Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge. Nothing to slow you down. And we do have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be on Davis Highway. This is going to be Davis Highway as you're heading towards Heading north towards the intersection interstate, expect the typical afternoon traffic there. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, continuing on with some other top headlines that are going on right now. One of them is pertaining to rain hitting Florida, South Florida particularly, but is what's hitting the national news, but we have our own local news here as well. 25 inches of rain hit South Florida. Fort Lauderdale's flooding has caused the airport to shut down in Fort Lauderdale. And here more locally, Gulf Islands National Seashore has closed Fort Pickens and Opal Beaches in order to clean up after the storms from last night. And so, and we're expected to still get some more weather. But they're shutting it down until they can clean up Fort Pickens and Opal Beaches in that area. And then finally, there is... I don't want to cover that story. Never mind. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3. Coming up here at right after our sports hit, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's Midsummer Night Dream. So you can check that out. Well, we'll be giving away those pair of tickets here in about 15 minutes. And hey, News Radio, along with our sister state, our TV partner, WEAR Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services presents the Community Shredathon event coming up Saturday, April 22nd. Starts at 8 a.m., goes until 11 a.m. It's going to be the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, and this is for personal documents only, no business or corporate documents, but each car is limited to 50 pounds, which is about two bags or boxes of paper documents. So coming up April 22nd, the Community Shredathon event. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, we'll start in Tallahassee, where just a bit earlier this afternoon, the Florida House voted to approve the six-week abortion ban after the Senate did so last week.
No one belongs in that room but me, my husband, my God, and my doctor. Not, I love you all. Not one of you have a right to make a decision for me.
The vote in the House was 70 to 40. Now, there is a current challenge to the state's 15-week ban that the state Supreme Court is currently considering. So, assuming Governor DeSantis signs the legislation, it would only go into effect after that is resolved. The U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was apprehended. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. The fate of the abortion pill will now be in the hands of the Supreme Court. The Biden administration will be seeking emergency relief to protect access to what is called safe and effective reproductive care. And the Washington Commanders are being sold for $6 billion. Owner Dan Snyder reaching a deal with the group, including Wall Street giant Josh Harris, as well as former NBA star and co-owner of the LA Dodgers, Magic Johnson. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw this. So a lot of big changes possibly happening right there. You know, Dan Snyder has not been loved pretty much since the moment he took over the Washington Commanders football team. And I'm thinking that there's going to be, they've had all kinds of problems. They've had an actual congressional investigation into the organization. Yeah. I mean, it's just terrible with sexual harassment claims, employees being disgruntled. There's been, I mean, just since the get-go, there's only been problems with this. So I think a lot of people are going to be looking forward to him being gone, whatever the new ownership is or whoever the new ownership is. But
can't be worse or much worse. At least that's the thinking there.
Exactly. And so, and also going along with that too, this is, you know, once again, another like record for a franchise being sold, like a record price, they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's apparently just in principle thus far, so we don't have the exact details, but yeah, like $6 billion.
I mean,
the
Broncos, I think, would have been the most recent sale. That was like less than a year ago. That was 4.65. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, over a million, you know what, almost a million and a half more. It's just crazy. Or billion. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I mean, I guess I would think that the Denver Broncos would be more of a valued franchise than the Washington Commanders, but I guess not.
Yeah.
So I guess there is a bigger market, you know, Washington, D.C., a little more populated than Denver, Colorado. But I still would think that Denver would be the more valuable franchise. But yeah, just over a year ago is when that sold for, you know, $1.5 billion less than what this is selling for. So either way, I know there's a lot of people looking forward to the changes going on right there. And maybe it'll help the franchise kind of recover a little bit as well. So there is... I don't know what it is. We got a text here. What made Daniel Snyder such a horrible NFL owner? Well, so the two investigations I know of for sure was one was a rampant workforce of sexual harassment that they believe was top down.
Yes.
It started with Daniel Snyder. Like, and that he knew about some of the complaints and he didn't do anything about it too. But he himself had allegations, right? If I remember right, he himself, there was people allegating that he was personally sexually harassing them. So it wasn't just underlings. The second thing, though, was misappropriation of funds. At one point, the congressional investigation into them was wondering if he was laundering money even through the football team. So
there's that. And then, you know, I think it was last year where, you know, there was him saying that he had dirt on other owners and that, if he's like, hey, you come after me and my team, I will, you know, spill the beans on all this. I mean, I don't remember what specific situation got to this point, but I do know that, I mean, the NFL technically took ownership away from him, you know, like wink, wink, and gave it to his wife. So, you know, I mean, the NFL finally had enough, but, you know, obviously they can't force him to sell. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's him.
And remember John Gruden, just like you mentioned, John Gruden swears it's Daniel Snyder is the one that leaked those old emails years and years ago. That
yeah, hundreds of thousands of emails regarding the culture of the Commanders, and John Gruden is the only casualty. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. All right. Let's get track on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We do have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns there. We are looking good throughout the Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, but we do have some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, think Christina Leavenworth and Levin Rinky Realty. That's going to be Christina Leavenworth at LevinRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
So I saw this. There's new documents that shows that the FBI has a list of terms that they basically like look for that flags violent, potential violent extremists. And so I'll tell you what some of these terms are coming up next because they're a little bit surprising. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So because of a Freedom of Information Act request from the Heritage Foundation to the FBI, they received new documents that revealed a list of terms that the FBI thinks might help them identify violent extremists. So was there combing social media, or I guess they're listening to our phone calls. I don't know exactly how they're coming up with these things, but however it is, if you have these words, then it triggers that, this person might have inclinations to be a violent extremist. Words like red pill, blue pill, LARPing, which is like live action role playing, and Chad and Stacy. Yep. Chad apparently is a man who wished to have sex with women but are for various reasons unable to do so, and they may be violent because of their frustration and their abstinence, and Stacy is the female version of that. Red pill, blue pill, of course, refers to the Matrix.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
News Radio 92.3 coming up here in about 10 minutes. There's a story related to Crocs. You know, the shoes that you wear. Something I didn't realize that happened with Crocs during the pandemic. So we'll talk about that. Plus, today's sign of the apocalypse is coming up a little bit later as well. Coming up on April 21st through the 23rd, as well as the 28th through the 30th, Ballet Pensacola is performing Midsummer's Night Dream, Night's Dream by Shakespeare. And so if you would like to go see a pair of tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's Midsummer Night's Dream, then just text in right now the word, just text in Shakespeare. Just text in Shakespeare to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. If you text in the word Shakespeare, you could be one of the winners. And we're going to be giving away another pair of tickets. Actually, we're going to give away two more pairs of tickets next hour. So give you plenty of time to be able to pick those up before the 21st, and which is when the first showing is. Hey, the Fiesta Pensacola is hosting the 2023 Crawfish Festival coming up Friday, April 28th through Sunday, April 30th in Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come check out the Cat Country Crew, our sister station, and enjoy one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out about the crawfish eating contest times and entertainment lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. A man has been arrested after the deliberate Pentagon document leak. In other words, it was an accident. He did it on purpose. And the U.S. Appeals Court says the abortion pill can remain available, but imposes temporary restrictions like preventing it from being shipped in the mail. And 25 inches of rain swamped South Florida. Fort Lauderdale's flooding has shut down the airport. And here closer to home, Gulf Islands National Seashore has closed Fort Pickens and Opal Beaches. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. We've got Major League Baseball. Well, first of all, programming note here, tonight at 8 o'clock is the semifinal for the NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championship, and it's going to be on ESPN2. So we'll check that one out. And then, all right, so Major League Baseball earlier today, Tampa Bay Rays won again. So this makes it their 13th in a row. That ties the modern-day Major League Baseball record for the best opening. And then Baltimore Orioles beat the Oakland A's 8-7. Coming up, I don't think it got any televised games, and the Marlins aren't playing, nor are the Atlanta Braves. So NHL hockey, though, is underway tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. You've got the Florida Panthers against the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Detroit around also at 6 on ESPN+. Then on ESPN at 7 o'clock, it's St. Louis Blues against the Dallas Stars. And the late game on ESPN is going to be Las Vegas against the Seattle Kraken. Then I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns. We are also not showing any major slowdowns on 9 Mile Road, Scenic, Cervantes, or Mobile Highway. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down. We do have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Tampa Bay Rays have tied Major League Baseball's record with a 13 straight win to open up a regular season, and they swept the Red Sox. According to reports we just mentioned here, Daniel Snyder is nearing a $6 billion deal to sell the Commanders to 76 owners Josh Harris. Odell Beckham Jr. says that the Baltimore Ravens didn't assure him that Lamar Jackson would be his quarterback. Now, the GM said after that, though, that he believes that he thinks that Lamar Jackson does play into their future. So, all right, right there. Cleveland Browns Stadium is back after the team has ended the naming rights with First Energy, and the NFL and the NFL Players Association have approved a quarterback-specific helmet that's designed to reduce concussions specifically for quarterbacks. So that'd be good news right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I do want to share this real quick. The We've got an update on artificial intelligence, on AI. And so there's, I should have brought this up. How about some love for the Pensacola Ice Flyers? Yes, they are in the playoffs, game one, round one of the playoffs tonight at 7 o'clock. So yeah, they're playing the Peoria Rivermen in the first game of the first Flyers. So that'll be coming up here not too long away. All right. So thanks for that heads up right there. Appreciate it. Then what do we got here? Amica. It has become the world's most advanced robot speaking multiple languages through the use of AI. So we continue to see the advancements of artificial intelligence, and I keep bringing up that it's only a matter of time before we're going to start melding artificial intelligence with robots. And when that happens, we're going to start to see even more advancements. So apparently this robot called Amica, it's a humanoid looking robot. Like, it has eyes. It looks like this thing looks very real. And it now can speak multiple languages: English, German, Chinese, French, Japanese, with an option to easily switch accents. Oh boy. And so this is creepy. I'm just going to say it's creepy. All right. I mean, it's amazing, but it's also creepy. And so, but it just shows once again, just kind of where we're at with this advancement of artificial intelligence and robotics. Speaking of artificial intelligence, we've mentioned before that there's a lot of jobs that might be at risk because of artificial intelligence, like lawyers, even journalists, and other things. Well, here's the latest. Apparently, fortune cookie writers could be going the way of the dinosaur. That's right. One company is using ChatGPT to come up with the fortunes for their fortune cookies. So that might be it. This ChatGPT artificial intelligence is going to be coming up with apparently they can spit out fortunes in seconds. Very, very efficient. And not quite sure about the quality of the AI messages just yet, but that could be another job that goes away. And then finally, this is one that deals with artificial intelligence a little bit. This happened to a mom in Arizona. We know it was only a matter of time. We have artificial intelligence. We're excited about the promises. We're excited about the possibilities. We're a little concerned about the security of what if AI gets too smart. Well, how about this one? People are using AI, artificial intelligence, to clone kids' voices and pretend they're kidnapped. Say what? Yeah. This mother in Arizona got a call from a strange number. When she picked up, she heard her own 15-year-old daughter sobbing on the other end. She was so convinced she never even questioned if it was real or not. The daughter said, "Mom, I messed up." She could hear her crying in the background, and a man said he'd take her to Mexico if he didn't get $1 million. When she said she didn't have that much, he said $50,000. Oh my goodness gracious. So basically she was at her other kid's dance class when it happened. Other parents were listening in, freaked out. One of the other parents called 911. Another parent called her husband. Her husband confirmed daughter's safe. She's upstairs in the bedroom. Totally fine. And so apparently that's the new thing now. Cloning voices of your own kids to get you to freak out and cough up some dough. Sheesh. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text or call. Dude, enough about ChatGPT. You must have stock in it with the amount you talk about it. You're killing me, Smalls. Do they even have stock in ChatGPT? Because if they do, I'm buying some. I didn't know they had that. But no, I'm just telling you, I talk about it because it's the future. It's here. It's here already. It's not even like down the road. It's here. It's crazy how fast it's growing, and it just blows me away. All right. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we've got, we got to talk about this update on Crocs, the shoes. Something that happened during the pandemic I didn't know about, but kind of interesting. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Text here talking about artificial intelligence. Which is worse, artificial intelligence or lack of natural intelligence in government? That's a trick question. All right. Okay. Got a text here says, or do you talk about ChatGPT so much because the real Bobby has been abducted by androids who have cloned your voice for radio? I'm laughing, but I mean, all right, Gracie, share your story. You got to share your story before we go to traffic.
So basically the cloning story about that he just shared, my aunt, their other nephew on the other side of the family, this happened to them. He's in college. His parents got a call saying, hey, mom and dad, like, I'm in jail. I need you to send me money to bail myself out, all this stuff. And then they checked his location, saw that he was at his apartment. And so then they called his phone and said, hey, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, why? And so they're like, we just got a call that you were sobbing and you were in jail.
So as long as this Bobby on the radio right now doesn't start requesting money, then I think we're okay.
Gracie's holding me hostage. Behind me.
Yeah, somebody behind me. We're holding them hostage. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
We're looking pretty good on the roads right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, but we are seeing typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And 98's actually looking pretty good right now, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You'll see some slight slowdowns, but other than that, looking good. See some else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We have our Florida legislative update at the beginning of next hour after our WEAR news update. Right now, let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents was arrested. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was arrested, a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Video of the arrest shows dozens of agents with armored vehicles surrounding him in front of a home. The shooter who killed five people at the Old National Bank in Louisville was dealing with depression and anxiety. Peter Palmer, a spokesperson for the gunman's family, said his family was working with him and he was in treatment. Palmer says he's unaware if he was taking medication. The FBI says they're not aware of any specific or credible threats against the Boston Marathon scheduled for Monday. Nevertheless, the FBI's Boston office is asking everybody to be vigilant, especially on the 10th anniversary of the deadly 2013 marathon bombings. Bobby?
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. I didn't know this happened during the pandemic, but apparently during the pandemic, people started buying Crocs like crazy, like the shoes. And they have continued to be big sellers. The slip-on clogs or whatever the heck you call them, they're up 200% in sales since 2019. What? Yeah, a lot of other brands did well too, but apparently Crocs particularly just saw a huge explosion in their sales during the pandemic. I guess it's because people wanted comfortable clothing or something while they're walking around, you know, comfortable shoes while they're walking around the house or just hanging out or whatever. But apparently they've just continued to sell since the pandemic's been over still. So, okay. I saw this that kind of reminded me of this one. What are some things that you do as an adult that you never thought you would end up doing? So somebody put together a list from Reddit. They asked this question, you know, what are some things you do you never thought you'd do? Here's some of the things on the list. Gardening. Yeah. They said growing up working in the garden was punishment. So I never thought it. I agree. I never thought I'd be a gardener type person, but I like to grow stuff. It's kind of cool. Going to bed early voluntarily. That's funny. But once again, that's probably, that was not one that surprised me. Even when I was a teenager, I would take naps during the day and stuff. Stop liking new music. Yeah, I know a lot of people who are like that, still listen to the same music they listened to back in high school, maybe college years, and then they stop. Like, they don't listen to the new stuff anymore. Bird watching. No, that's never going to happen. Never going to bird watch. And then telling your kid because I said so. Yeah, no, I'll never do that either. I never did that with my kids. And I said, do it because I'll spank you. No, just kidding. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Things I never thought I'd do. Listen to AM radio, AM news radio. But here I am and I love it. Actually, I agree with that one. That's funny. Hey Dudes are way better than Crocs. Yes, I love my Hey Dudes. Love them. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Real quick, today's sign of the apocalypse. A man is going to prison because he called his ex 815 times in 2 days. So it's enough that he's being charged with harassment. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire.